Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Join Gardner Angus Ranch for their 42nd annual production sale on April 3rd at the ranch near Ashland, Kansas. Selling approximately 1,385 head of registered bulls and females and commercial females and pairs. As always, all purchases are backed by the Gardner Guarantee and will be delivered for free. Join the Gardners in Ashland, Kansas on April 3rd, online at liveauctions.tv or superiorclicktobid.com. For video of sale offering, catalog, and more, go to the website gardnerangus.com.
If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues, or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation.
Well, last week's trade set the stage for this week's trend. Live cattle futures will still need to prove themselves by making new highs. Last week was a strong week with further strength expected, supported by strong cash. Packers paid higher prices for the cattle with less resistance than anticipated. That's a good sign for this week, as higher prices will be needed to obtain more supply. Box beef prices averaged $7 higher for the week, indicating some strong demand. Hog futures made new contract highs throughout 2021 contracts again on Friday. This has been nearly a daily occurrence. April through August contracts closed solidly above $100, with traders setting their sights on yet higher prices. April through August also left price gaps, which will be filled at some point. A price retracement will be needed to close those gaps and will likely take place before the end of the week. Now, mixed trade in wheat markets overnight, with Chicago and Minneapolis slightly higher while Kansas City slightly lower. Downtrends remain the dominant technical feature in the wheat space, with Kansas City and Chicago at the lowest level since December, while Minneapolis traded to the lowest level since January on Friday. The run of beneficial weather the month of March in most northern hemisphere exporters has limited speculative interest in wheat, despite the bulk of the growing season still in front of the market. Easier corn prices overnight as futures start to report weak on a lower note. The $5.50 level remains a magnet for price action, having traded at that level in 10 of the last 11 sessions. One would surmise futures will be able to move away from that level following Wednesday's data dump from the USDA. Mixed trade in the soy complex overnight, with meal posting losses, while soybeans, and especially soybean oil, trade higher following a bruising end to last week. The selling in soybean oil was the feature late last week, as the back-to-back limit down closes were enough to drag the rest of the complex down with it. We're going to check futures in a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
April live cattle up 55 cents, 120.10. The June up 70, 121.77. April feeder cattle up 90, 145.12. And May was up 75, 149.87. April hogs up 112 at $100.80. Kansas City wheat, May up 1.5, 568 and a quarter. July up 1.5, 574 and a half. Chicago wheat, May up 3/4 at 613 and a quarter. July was up 3/4 at 609 and a quarter. May corn up 6 cents, 552 and a half. July up 3 and a quarter, 535 and 3/4. May soybeans down 13 and 3/4 at 14 and a half penny. July down 13 and a quarter, 1391 and a quarter. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.